Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about the Makas Bechiris and how it was introduced, and Rosh Chodesh, which everything seems to come together here in the parasha. Firstly, we see that when the Rabbeinu Shalom comes to Moshe Rabbeinu to introduce Makas Bechiris, it's very strange. It's an exact reversal from everything that we had till now. Till now we had that Moshe Rabbeinu can't get any kind of nevuah in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu can't even talk to Rabbeinu Shalom in Mitzrayim. Not only does Rabbeinu Shalom not come to Moshe Mitzrayim, which is a higher level. You know, there's different levels. One level is the Eibishter coming, having Ashras Hashchina. That's a higher level. And then a basic level is you communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not only was Moshe Rabbeinu not able to get a nevuah while he was by Paroi, he wasn't even able to speak to Rabbeinu Shalom while he was by Paroi. Not only by Paroi, the whole city of Mitzrayim. And in fact, the Pasuk says, Ketzesi min ha'ir. We had in last week's parsha, Ketzesi min ha'ir efresh kapay el Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, only when I leave the city will I be able to daven. Which is a strange thing. Because we don't find in Hilchas Tefillah, normally, that you can't daven in a city with a Zavad Zohar. We don't find that. I get the Shaila frequently from Koyel Yungalite, who have babies here in the hospital, in Good Samaritan Hospital, where they have Tzolomim in all the rooms. David, you know, right? Yeah. They have Tzolomim in all the rooms. And they often ask me if their wife is delivering, even in the delivery room. It's there wherever you go. What do they do with davening?
Permitted by the hospital to ask that
That's one answer.
They're not permitted to remove yourself.
Oh, really?
Correct.
You have to explain to them that Bir Havad Azor is a mitzvah in Yisrael. You have to do it yourself. I'm going to move up, but they're not being mevatel. But anyway, lahalocha, there's no din, you can't daven in the city that has Avodah Zarah. But for some reason, it was on such a madrega then that Moshe Rabbeinu can't even daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom in Mitzrayim. Ir Shemole Gelulim. And the Torah goes out of its way to tell us this point. Ketzesi min ha'ir. Then we come to Makas Bechiris. And all of a sudden, everything is finished. What happened to that? I thought that's a precondition. That Moshe Rabbeinu can't have any communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim. And what does it say over here? It says in the Pasuk, clearly, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe oid nega ovi yo paroi. This is in the palace. Not only in Mitzrayim. This is in the palace of Paroi. Comes in the palace and gives Moshe, and not only Stam and Nevuah, this is the biggest nevuah. This is the nevuah of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the ultimate clincher. Makas Bechiris. This nevuah Moshe gets in the palace of Paroi, full of Avodah Zarah. Not only that, in this palace, according to Chazal, the Pasuk here says, so Moshe immediately gave Paroi the nevuah. So of course everybody, this is not the kasha. You're not hearing it today. Tov Shinayin Ayin Dalet is not the first time you're hearing this kasha. There's a kasha from hundreds of years ago. They asked this kasha, and the most balabata shateretz is, well, Paroi warned Moshe now. Al toisif rois ponai, not let her come back. So the Eibush had no choice. He had to give it to him right now and here, because otherwise he can't come back. That teretz is very difficult to understand. Ayad Hashem Tiksa. Well, because Paroi said you can't come back anymore. So Moshe can't come back anymore. When Moshe first came to Paroi the first time, it was his anniversary. Chazal say it was Yom Genus Yishol Mitzrayim. And out of the 400 entrances in the palace, there was something like 600,000 soldiers protecting each entrance. And Moshe and Aaron penetrated that. So, because Pari said, I don't want you to come back again, doesn't mean Hashem can't get him back into the palace. So that's a very difficult task. To say that, the Eibishter had no choice. The Eibishter had to come to him now. The Eibishter didn't have to do nothing. The Eibishter could have given him the Nevuah wherever he wanted. Now you should know, this, I think, the Kasha is going to be part of the Teretz. Because if you look the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe that he's taking him out of Mitzrayim, taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe said, how? How are you going to do such a thing? Right? That was Moshe's Kasha. Where did that happen? That happened in the Midbar. The snare. The snare was burning in the Midbar. And over there the Medrash says, why was the snare burning in the Midbar? Because the Midbar is a place that's free from Avodah Zarah, it's free from Gezel. Only the purest place was the Eibishter able to come to Moshe Rabbeinu to give him the Nevuah that will take Klal Yisrael out. Now, isn't it astonishing that the Nevuah that he came to tell him that I'm going to take Klal Yisrael out had to be in the Midbar, the purest place? But the Nevuah, where he actually is coming to Moshe and giving him the final mock Yitzhak Mitzrayim, that's in the most tummy place. In the palace of Pare, the contrast is so blatant that you're going from the snare in the midball, and you're ending up the final nevuah is mamish inside the palace of Pare with all the avodah zorah and all the tumah and everything else. This is the makor tumah, the source of tumah. Mitzrayim Chazal call erev asaretz. So Mitzrayim was the tumah of the world. You know the Bali Musar, when they would go to Manhattan, they used to say they feel the tumah. Being in the car, they feel the tumah in Manhattan. Mitzrayim, Manhattan is not Erev HaZoretz. I'm not saying it's the best place, but it's not Erev HaZoretz. Mitzrayim was Erev HaZoretz. And Pari, palace, is the Erva of the Erva. And that's where the last Dibra comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. In the palace, in the base Pari, that's when Hashem preceded that with the snare, which had to be in the purest location, without any shilas. Now, following that, Makas Bechoris, the Eibishter gives Moshe Rabbeinu the Nevuah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh. This is even before Moshe is going to have a chance to give Klal Yisrael anything over about the Korban Pesach and the Koyomer Hashem, Mamish right after Makas Bechoris, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chodosh. Right after Makas Bechoris, before Makas Bechoris even happens, HaChodesh Hazeh Roish Chodosh. Okay. This also needs clarity. What's the Shaychus from Rosh Chodesh to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Obviously, there's some connection that this has to precede anything is a Kiddush HaChodesh before anything comes. So in the past, I said over a pshat, I want to tell you a different idea, that in order to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to be able to change. That was a pshat I said over years ago already, that HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem is the sort of change. What's Rosh Chodesh? Chidshu Ma'aseichem. Rosh Chodesh is renewal. So in order to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to have renewal. So that could be one of the reasons. That's how I used to explain the first Rashi in Bereishis. The Rashi asked that the whole Sefer should have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. So Mashma, that should be the first thing we learn about ourselves. Say, so, well, why should it start with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem? So the explanation I gave them when we were learning Bereishis is that Bereishis only has a Mila if you're ready to change. If you're not ready to change, what Mila do you have from learning Sefer Bereishis? You're going to learn stories about Avram. If you're not ready to implement those stories in your own life, so what my little stories have? It's not a story, a miser. So that's why Rashi brings down the question that the whole Sefer Bereishis should have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem before Bilon Bereishis. That's one approach. I want to tell you another approach which directly connects here to Makas Bechoris, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then we get a very strange mitzvah. Number one, we get a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Now, we know that Klal Yisrael were Aram Ve'eri, the Medrash says. We were naked. We're naked of mitzvahs at that point. And the Medrash says Hashem had to give us some mitzvahs to take us out. That's what the Medrash teaches us right here on the Pasuk. So Hashem picked a mitzvah to give us. What mitzvah does he pick? He picks the mitzvah of Milah, which they had by Korban Pesach. They did Milah and Korban Pesach. Now, Milah, maybe we can understand. It's a very foundational mitzvah. Korban Pesach, really, is very strange. Because really, in essence, the Pesach is a Korban. And a Korban has to be in Eretz Yisrael. A Korban, this is not the place to bring a Korban. They were in Golos now. And this Korban really is like Kochim B'chutz. Right? On Pesach night, by the Seder, we don't even have roasted meat. Why don't we have roasted meat? Because it shouldn't look like you're having a Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim. Yeah? But isn't it ironic that the first Korban Pesach was in Egypt? Today, you're not allowed to have a Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to have a roasted meat that looks maybe like a Korban Pesach. Because it's pachutz. You're not having it in Yerushalayim. Korban Pesach is only eaten in Yerushalayim. But Pesach Mitzrayim, the whole Korban Pesach was brought in Mitzrayim. And the Eibishter saw we're naked from mitzvahs. Why give us a mitzvah that normally requires Yerushalayim? Why would he give us that kind? Give us other mitzvahs. Plenty of mitzvahs the Eibishter could give us in Mitzrayim. He picked a mitzvah. Now this is so much bothering the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says that we flew to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, again, that's not the Pasha Pshat. That the Eibishter put us on the wings. Hashem flew us. This was like a last minute flight, the Dan's deals. Flew to Eretz Yisrael. We got a quick flight, 1, 2, 3, Korban Pesach. And then we flew back. Which only helps us a little bit, because you have to eat the Korban Pesach Yerushalayim also. That's a shtickle help, right? We brought it in the right place. But the whole...
It's 4 days before, and the proof of our level of emunah will stand up to the mitzvah that makes us a special mitzvah.
Yeah, of course. So do it without that. Do it without being a Korban Pesach. The Eibishter could have just told us, shecht every seh in Mitzrayim. Would have done the same, would have accomplished the same thing. Doesn't have to be a Korban. What I'm saying is that the Eibishter orchestrated that we should do this kind of a mitzvah, which really, be'etzem doesn't really normally fit. And the whole Pesach Mitzrayim is a shtickle mystery mitzvah. Regular Pesach Doris is 7 days. Pesach Mitzrayim was only 1 day. And it was completely, everything was different. Right? The Mishnah Pesachim talks about Mabim Pesach Mitzrayim or Pesach Doris. The Eibishter was Mishtarvev Sidrei Bereishis to give us this mitzvah. To make it work. He made a, it's mashma, really it wasn't the time yet to get Pesach. We weren't Yidden yet, according to many. According to Gemara and Yevamos, the Geirus was first by Matan Torah. Right? We were still Goyim here. Or whatever, we didn't have a Din Yisrael yet at this point. So the Eibishter gave us this mitzvah Korban Pesach, which really is only in Eretz Yisrael. And it's not really Pesach for us, so he gave us a 1 day Pesach to make it fit. The whole thing seems to be, if the whole thing is based on the Eibishter saw that we're naked, we need a mitzvah, so give us a mitzvah. The Eibishter could have given us tefillin, which is actually brought at the end of the parasha, L'man Tiyateres Hashem Afiyachot. The Eibishter could have given us tefillin, could have given us other mitzvahs. But this is the mitzvah that the Eibishter gave. He gave us a mitzvah which be'etzem, conceptually, doesn't fit here b'chlal. So that's very difficult. It's another difficulty. Now, to add to the difficulty, we have another shverikite here. And that is that the Makas Bechoris, there was another Tanai that was needed in order to be saved. It wasn't enough that we brought the Korban Pesach. we had to put the blood on the doors. And then, when the blood was on the doors, so the literal, the way the Pasuk reads, V'hoyu adem l'chol lo'is al abatim, asher atem shom, v'lo'is yis adam, u'posachti aleichem. The whole concept is shver. I'll see the blood, I'll skip over the house. I mean, the Eibishter could skip over the house without the blood. Rashi brings down a very shver chazal, kivun sheyotza ha-mashchis, once the mashchis went out to kill, he doesn't know the difference between good and bad. We need simonim. We need the blood. So Kiva Egel asks, what do you mean? How could that be? We say in Agodah, we bring down the Mechilta in Agodah. We say, Avavati Be'etz Mitzrayim, Anivaloi Malach, Anivaloi Sorov. That the Eibishter himself went. It wasn't a Malach. It was Hashem himself. So what does it mean, Kivon Sheyotza Mashchis? The Eibishter knows. A Pkivega has a Goyin Shechap, Kedarkoi, like a Pkivega. Pkivega has another question. He says, why is Pidyon HaBen only from the Av? From the Aim, it should be from the Av too. In Mitzrayim, both firstborn to the father and firstborn to the mother died. Yeah? But, and the end of the parasha, it says we have Pidyon HaBen because of Makas Bechoris. So then it should be every firstborn. Even if it's a firstborn to the father. The halacha is it's only firstborn to the mother that you have to do a pidyon haben. And if a man was married and he had 10 other children already, but this is this woman's first child, the halacha is you have to do pidyon haben. V'nahapachu, if the woman had a bunch of children and he never had any children, you don't need a pidyon haben. Ask Rabbi Kiva Egel, if it's keneged the b'chor in Mitzrayim every firstborn died. So why that when we deem it, it should have to be both? So Kiveget has a goinish pshat. Kiveget says like this, the Zohar says that the firstborn to the father is a davar shel chashai. Nobody knows who the firstborn to the father is. The firstborn to the mother carries a baby. It's public knowledge. It's public knowledge. The malachim know, everybody knows. But b'chol min ha'av is something only Hashem knows. So he says a pshat like this from Kivega. The Bechor min ha'av, the Eibishter had to do it himself. V'avarti ani v'lo malach ani v'lo sorov, because nobody else knows. So that the Eibishter himself did. Bechor min ha'aim, the Eibishter sent the shliach to do it. The regular malacham ovis went out. The malacham ovis went out, he went out to kill. Oh, says of Kivega, so Bechor min ha'av was never in danger. Because Hashem was the one doing it. So they don't need a pidyon haben. They don't need the blood either. Because that was the Eibishter. The Bechor min ha'aim wasn't a sakana. Because kivin sheyotza mashchis, einim afchin bein tov l'ra'ah, there's no difference. But meila, for that, you need to do pidyon haben. That's what Kivega's chab. And with that, he answers another kasha. Because there's a chazal, Rashi brings down, that if a Bechor Yisrael went into a Mitzri's home, he didn't die. And so Kiveger asks, what do you mean? Why not? Once he was out of his house, automatically he died because there's no blood. So he says, no. Rashi means if there was a Bechor Min Ha'av in a base Mitzri, he didn't die because that Hashem did. A Bechor Min Ha'aim left his house, he's finished. Was Dafke Bechor Min Ha'av. Anyway, that's what Kivega's Achab. But again, it's a Goenish Achab from Kivega. In Pshat, it's still very difficult. The Barishim could give the Malacham Ovis the addresses where to go and where not to go. Malacham Ovis are Shlich from the Rebbe Nishalel. The Barishim says, go there, don't go there. Malacham Ovis generally, there's a couple of Gemaras, he doesn't get mixed up with the addresses. He has navigation. Proper working navigation. It's Malacham Ovis. What's the problem over here? Malacham Ovis, any mafchin ben toiv l'ra. The Eibish said Malacham Ovis. To kill here, to kill not to kill there. Yeah, to kill where to kill, what to kill, how to kill. Malacham Ovis follows the. So there has to be something deeper here. Well, we needed the blood. We need the blood of the Korban Pesach on the doorways. Well, what's the? There's obviously something Merum is in that, in the blood of the Korban Pesach.
I learned today that in a place of Sakara, even a tzaddik has to take it. Unless he's the tzaddik Gaon Olam, the nace will be done gully for him. You can't cross the Van Wyck with your eyes closed. You know, in Kibush Nitan Rishuf Lamashkis, they have to be careful.
Again, what do we need the blood for? Why did the Malach Mavas not hit the house with the blood? So simple, Balabatish you learn, because the Rebbeinu Shlom told him the houses with the blood don't hit. So for the same matter, the Eibishter could have told him, 22 Park Avenue don't hit. I don't mean anybody help. I'm not going to 22 Park Avenue. Don't hit the bus, 22 Park Avenue. Yeah, that he could say anyway. It says, I will look at the blood of Pasachti. That's what I'm saying. What's there has to be something behind this Pasachti. Okay, there's more to go, but I think we're running out of time. I want to also tie this in to a Malbim that I began to discuss. I discussed this actually on Sunday. Glad that most of you weren't there, but okay. Good to see you were there at least. I spoke about the Shaila, the Malbim's Kasha. The Malbim asks a great kasha, which Chiddush Yerim asked the same kasha. When Hashem comes in this week's parasha and he tells Klai Yisrael to take the Klei Chesef and Klei Zov from the Mitzrayim, Bizus Mitzrayim, right? So he tells them, Daber no ba'ozneho. Hashem pleads with them. Please take the Klei Chesef and Klei Zov. So the Gemara already asks, what's this please? More says, but Shlo Yomer Oisei Tzadik that Avram shouldn't say, Avodim Vino Oisam Kiyem Behem, V'achakin Yetzu B'chush Gadol Loi Kiyem Behem. That's what the Gemara says. But the Malbim is a different gosh. The Malbim is, what's this? Rishalu Ish Meim Re'ehu, V'isha Me'esu Usa. A Goy is not Re'ehu. Just the opposite. We always darshan in Shas, Re'ehu V'lo Yakum. That Re'ehu was not a guy. Over here it says they should borrow from Re'ehu. That's the Malbim's kasha. So the Malbim says a fascinating teretz. I just want to go past that. The Malbim and Chiddush Yerim really both go along the same lines. A little bit different, but in the same lines. Chiddush Yerim says it also with a different dray. But the basic idea is like this. The truth is, the Mitzrayim weren't in the mindset to lend us anything. If we were to knock down a neighbor's door and said, you know, we don't want to borrow the silver candelabra, the Egyptian would have said, that's not a good time. Not a good time now. Come back tomorrow. Right? It's like you go for donations. Some people you could predict in advance. Granted, now is not a good time. You have a lot of those people. Punk now. You should know last week would have been unbelievable. It just happens to be right at this moment. The cash flow is flowing in the wrong way. Right this minute, it's a shtickle problem. So the Mitzrayim could have come up with all these excuses as well. They wouldn't have lent us any kelim. But what happened was like this. The Eibishter gave us a mitzvah, Daber No, that we should lend each other kelim. Here a chedushirim. We should lend ourselves kelim. So I knock on the door, I go to Abe, and I say, Abe, I'd like to borrow this from you. And Abe goes to David, he says, borrow something from David. And David goes to Jay. Megate Arum, everybody's borrowing Caleb. And then, says Chiddush Yerim, then we brought into Mitzrayim the spirit of lending. You helped? We brought to Mitzrayim that feeling to lend. And then, Vayitein Hashem Eschem Mitzrayim, Be'enei'o. It started off Jew to Jew. It was Jew to Jew. And then ultimately, when we went to the, so that now makes sense also, according to them, was the Daber No. Hashem was asking first us for a favor from ourselves. Please, lend each other. That will usher in this new thing. So this is what I mentioned Sunday. But the emes is That whole gufa kasha. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam do it that way? The Ribbono Shel Olam could have made the Egyptians do whatever he wants them to do. So we could have just knocked on the door and said, you know, Ibram, I need your keli. And Ibram would have given us his keli. And the Rebbetzin could have gone to Salam. And everything would have been fine. They would have given each other a kalim back and forth. Hashem dictated everything. So what did he need this for? That we should lend each other, and then that way it's a beautiful vault. It's a beautiful vault. But why did the Abish to do it that way? Why did Banisham orchestrate it in that way that we should that this should happen? So this is what I think we could say here, Bederech Efshe, to explain the whole thing from beginning to end. When Yankov Avinu went into Golos, he's the first one of the Ovis that went into Golos. Vayetzi Yankov Mibel Sheva, Yankov Avinu goes into Golos. When Yaakov goes into Golos, the first thing we know about him going to Golos is his dream. With the ladder, with Beiskel, with this. What's the point of that dream? That's the first thing that Yaakov gets when he goes into Golos. So I was Masber years ago that I felt what's behind that dream is that really a Yid makes a very big mistake. A Yid thinks when he goes to Golos, he's going away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But he's really not. Really, the going away from the Ribbono Shel Olam is our own doing. Because we could be in Golos and mamish have Ein Lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash Dal Amash Aloch. We ourselves can have a continuous Hashras HaShechina. It's up to us. How much we take the Goyish Welt around us, inside, into us, that's a different vault. I met somebody yesterday, Baruch Hashem, I convinced him. He was going to Manhattan. Nice, fine person. Big Baal Stok, a big philanthropist. Wonderful, wonderful person. Just wasn't thinking. He was going to Manhattan. His plan was to spend a couple hours outside with the freezing weather yesterday. So he should be zoiche that at 12 o'clock he could watch the big bull come down. I was shocked. There's a guy, he comes to shiurim. He's a big Baal Stok. He gives away hundreds of thousands of dollars a year at Stoker. He told me, he's going, he says, I need a broche. So I told, before he went, I need a broche. It's cold. He didn't, you know, he wasn't internalizing. So I said, if you go there, I have one thing for you, a kloa, not a broche. We had a little bit of a schmooze, and he decided not to go. He actually called me last night as the new year, as the Goyish New Year was coming, he says, Rov, I'm here. I didn't go. But the bottom line is that when a Yid is in Golos, he doesn't have to be away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Eibishter, it's up to us. If we allow the Goyish Welt to take us over, yes, then the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence is not here. But our challenge in Golos is to carve out for ourselves the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. Our job, our challenge in Golos, V'Yisrei Eschem Bein HaAmim, Hashem says, I will plant you in the nations, V'Yisem Li, but you should be by me. That's our job, and that's the tikkun of Golos. That's the tikkun of Golos, is that no matter where we are, we're by the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Yaakov Avinu left, Vayetzi Yaakov Mibar Sheva. Kof Tzayilo Vaderech. Beiskel came to him. The Ramban points out, this was different than all the Kvitzes Haderech. Till now, whenever we learn Kvitzes Haderech and Sefer Bereishis, they had Kvitzes Haderech. They moved quicker. They moved quicker. No traffic, no this, no. They moved. That was till now. This Kvitz HaDerech, Yaakov Avinu, was different than all the Kvitz HaDerech. Kof Tzail of Oretz. Why was that? The Ramban points this out. But why was that? So I want to say that was the lesson. The lesson was, you could go outside of Eretz, the Shekhinah will go after you. Kof Tzail of Oretz. You don't have to leave the Shekhinah. Yaakov Avinu took the Shekhinah with him to Beis Lavan. He took the Shechina with him in Golos. And that was the first thing Yaakov Avinu in Golos was the Shechina coming to him. To show you that just because you're in Golos doesn't mean you're leaving the Shechina. The emphasis is when we went into Mitzrayim, we went into Memta Sharetum. So we didn't keep. And that's why the whole Shibud had to happen the way it did. So long that Yaakov Avinu and the Shvatim were alive, we didn't have work. The Shechina was with us. But then as the Pasuk says, Fatimolei ha'oretz oisam, when we became full of Egypt, doesn't say we filled up Egypt, Egypt filled us. Fatimolei ha'oretz oisam, when we became Egyptianites, that's when all the everything happened. That was our choice. Because the Shvatim were also in Mitzrayim. But they weren't Egyptianites. They didn't, the Golos didn't penetrate. Memela, the Shechina was able to come to them. In Mitzrayim. But then we went down to Madrega. Went down to Madrega, when we became Egyptianites, then already we became Goyished. We became Fagoyished. It's very easy. A guy's going to celebrate the 2014 Fun Yoshke in Manhattan with Dala de Goy. It makes no sense. And this guy who was going, Fachal makes sense. The Edel, a good guy. But there's about Timole Oratzoysam. You know, we become part of our society. We don't realize what Shaychis does that have to us. Right? So the Abishter revealed himself to Moshe in a snare out of Mitzrayim. Because it was reflective of Klai Yisrael's Madrega at the time. Moshe's Almanic. And Moshe had to see that there's a problem. That Hashem can't go into Mitzrayim. And the reason why Hashem couldn't go into Mitzrayim is not because Mitzrayim was full of Avodah Zarah. It's because we were full of Mitzrayim. If Mitzrayim would have been full of Avodah Zarah, we wouldn't have been full of Avodah Zarah. No problem. The Shechina would have come. But we also, we were full of Mitzrayim. Shechina couldn't come. And Moshe, of course, wasn't on it, but Moshe was reflecting us. Moshe is the manik of the door. And Memela, that's what the snare reflects. In order to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, that has to change. And as the Makkos went, slowly, slowly, Klai Yisrael started unpeeling the Mitzrayim's connection to them. Till they got to Makkos Bechoris, where they shechted the Mitzrayim's of Avodah Zarah. Where they reached that level of shechting the mysteries of Avodah Zarah. At that point, Hashem says, I could come to you while you're in the palace of Pali. Bedafka Hashem came in the palace. Because in order for us to leave Mitzrayim, it had to be mission accomplished. Mission accomplished is that we're going to unshell from ourselves, the Tumas Mitzrayim. And if we do that, Hashem comes to us in Mitzrayim, in the palace of Pari. And that's why Makkos Bechoris was said in the palace, right there. Hashem tells Klai Yisrael, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodesh. A Jew's job as in Golos is he's on a different frequency. What's today? Today's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It's not Happy New Year. It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. A Yid has to know, and especially when you're in Golos, that you're on a different frequency. The world around you, they're watching the ball, they're doing this, whatever they're doing. For you, what's now? Rosh Chodesh Shvat. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. Even the Zman of the Jew has to be on a different frequency. Your psyche has to work that way. That I'm on a different frequency than the people around me. And that's the reason why the Hakdomah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us to understand what our challenge as Yidden is we have to know that even the frequency is a different frequency. If that's the case, then it's ki'ilu, you have the same Shechina you have in Eretz Yisrael. What the Eibush to do? He said, if you have a Chodesh as a Lochem, you can have a Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. The reason why the Eibush to made all these Shinuyim was to show us that we could have the same Gilui Shechina in Mitzrayim. So what did he do? He gave us a mitzvah that's dafka for Eretz Yisrael. to show us that if you unveil from yourselves the tomb of Mitzrayim, you could reach a level of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. In Mitzrayim. And the Shlach HaKadosh says that when the Yidden traveled in the Midbar, the place they traveled had Kedushas HaMikdash. Wherever we were had Kedushas HaMikdash. And that's the theme. So Dafka starts off with a snare, and it ends off in the palace to show you that that is the Tachlis. The Tachlis is that the Shekhinah should be able to come to you wherever you are. And that you shouldn't let that society to take you over. Okay, I'm going to check. I will leave for Shabbos. Yeah. Doesn't really help the whole matzah. Zachi was psochim.
I asked what she was. That doesn't know it exactly. Don't we have some money? A couple of years ago, I asked what she was. You're talking as that's happening. It's the glass of the nest.
Feldman has had this in the work email today and wants to know if you could say happy new year in the email.
I would guess that the answer is that we were working on it. And Hashem gave us the credit for us having worked on it. But had we not intervened at that point, we couldn't maintain it.